Stay clean as a whistle, you think you official, we know that you not.
We know that you not.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue, might take a few shots.
Might take a few shots.
Kick back and relax, don't overreact, it's only your thoughts.
It's only your thoughts.
Tell me is it facts, or maybe it's cat, we never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop, we never gon' stop. Facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat.
Facts and Cap Podcast, we back, episode 31, baby.
Episode motherfucking 31.
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, man, we back in full effect. Want to start the episode off. It's been 1 year since we lost Kobe Bryant, so, you know, that was always hard for everybody to deal with, so, you know, just prayers up to Kobe, prayers up to Gigi.
R.I.P. to Black Mamba, man.
R.I.P. to Gigi, of course. RIP to the other people that was on that flight, and just, you know, I seen some stuff that, it was kind of annoying, because I seen Vanessa Bryant say, like, you know, she rather have her privacy, like, please don't,
tag her
and stuff, tributes and all that, and what did niggas do? They still tagging her and shit, so it's just...
I mean, do you think that's more so people that didn't see her say that and did it, or people just being an asshole?
I just think that, I mean, I seen it. I seen people see. I mean, I'm sure that people did it and didn't pay attention, but I also just think that people was just kind of like on a fuck it. Like, I'm saying what I'm doing. Like, you know how that shit go. You know how it is when people die. And
I mean, still outside of family, bro. That's the worst death I don't think I've ever experienced outside of family.
Shit was weird, man. I remember you texting the group, like, in the room. I'm like, I woke up to that shit randomly.
It's like some shit like that one in Nipsey. It's like when I heard that, I was like, nah, these niggas got the names fucked up or something.
This ain't fucked me up more. Just cause, well, I think the thing about the Kobe death, it wasn't even the fact that it was Kobe, it's the fact that there were kids on there. That's what fucked me up.
Yeah.
That's what fucked me up on there. And you know, I mean, Kobe fucked me up as well, but like whenever there's kids involved, it's automatically that too. Nipsey as well, just a nigga getting killed trying to do the right thing
in front of your own spot
in your neighborhood that you did so much for. So, you know,
the Nipsey one, it was shocking because he was just getting to his bag. But it was the only thing was like, it's like the rap aspect of it, hip hop aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It was just damn, like another one. But Kobe was just so like random. Like, you don't see, I don't remember any NBA legends dying in their 40s.
Yeah. I had just got back from D.C. that morning, too. I probably had got home, and I was probably at home for like an hour. And I seen that shit, and I was like, man, this shit fake. Like, nah, TMZ, but it's TMZ, so you like...
I was praying, just like you said that shit like at 8 in the morning. I just happened to look, wake up. I was praying, but it was just like, nobody knew. That's what made it scary. Yeah. It wasn't nobody saying, nah, it's fake. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, shit,
that's tough. R.I.P. to Kobe. Last week they played his annual, you know, the 81-point game. So they were showing his tweets and everything. So I already knew today would be a tough day on the internet. So I kind of stayed off of it because I can't be on like on the internet, like Twitter and stuff, on them type of days. Like, it just kind of just ruin your mood. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Also, R.I.P. to the legend, Hank Aaron.
R.I.P., man.
Man, I don't know about that one, bro. I think he might have made the wrong decision on that one. But I don't know what his cause of death was, so I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to just say what it was, but...
It looked
a little funny. He went and got the vaccine, trying to get other people to take it, you know, they're getting... You know, they're trying to gain trust.
Oh, shit, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so
you ain't know
that? Well, nah.
He got the vaccine, and basically a week later, he died.
Sheesh.
But and he was trying to, and they were trying to get him to advocate.
So like, he's supposed to advertise this shit.
Yeah.
To get black people to want to go and get it.
And he died.
Yeah, and he passed
did
away.
Did they say what the cause of death was?
I didn't see anything, so I don't want to, you know, say it, but I mean, it's kind of
We got to make sure, watch what we say, you know, YouTube might take us down. But.
So, you know.
Facts. I don't
know.
I just hope that it wasn't that. But if it was, I mean, he got the message out. He said he was trying to send a message to black people about the vaccine. Yeah, if it was because of the vaccine, he was saying, hey, don't take this shit.
I just think an 86-year-old shouldn't be no advocate for taking the vaccine anyway. Not no 86-year-old. Like,
that's their market, though. They're the most...
But I just still don't...
They front it. Like, they're the people get it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't ask no 86-year-old to be the advocate. I get it. Me personally, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't feel right if, like, my grandfather was like, I'm trying to advocate for it. Like, I'd be like, Grandpa, relax a little bit.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? That's terrible. If
yeah.
Shit.
So also, RIP to the legend Larry King.
Oh, that's been a crazy week, man.
Larry King live, man.
So he do it, trickle down, inspired what we doing. Yeah,
one of the king of medias, man. He probably wouldn't even be doing no stuff like this if it wasn't for Larry King, man. I think I don't want to say my favorite because it wasn't like really like a good vibe, but like the most viral and the funniest interview I remember is when he did Chris Brown. Remember? Mm-hmm. He was like, well, Chris Brown was like, I'm finally gonna address everything, and he came there with that big ass bow tie.
I say the side note, the trolls that came from the bow tie.
Yeah,
they had a bow tie, Chris Brown's bow tie, his own Twitter page, and he used to speak. Man,
they was on their man ass, bro.
Yeah, like he was just synonymous, like familiar for me. Like whether every time you turn it on,
yeah,
he was there. So R.I.P. Yeah.
Mhm. All right, man. Let's. That was the heavier.
Is that all I said? Is that all we got, man?
That's all we got on the heavier news. So now let's get down to the business, and let's. You know what we here for, man? Versus reactions, man. So Keisha Cole and Ashanti finally held their verses. They tried two other times. It didn't work. Ashanti had COVID the second time. I guess they made a decision late as to where they were just gonna do it on a split screen. So they had to go back to the drawing board, I guess, figure everything out. So it went from two Saturdays to this time a Thursday. So on Thursday, it's supposed to start at what? What time was it? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it's supposed to start at 8.
It was supposed to start at 8?
No, 9?
I think it was 8.
8.
I think supposed to start at 8.
It's supposed to start at 8. So we went like 20 minutes. And finally, Ashanti sits down. You know, you could tell, like, something's not right because she's trying her best to stall time and talk. The DJ, I don't even think the DJ, I was mad at the DJ, but I don't know if the DJ,
I don't think nobody knew what was going
DJing
on.
DJing that long.
It sounded like he did.
Yeah, because he was, I was like, man, what the fuck this nigga playing? Like, he was repeating songs and stuff. So we got that. Then we just wait. Where's Keisha? I seen Swiss Beats say, this is unprofessional. This ain't on us.
Nigga, ain't this your shit?
I guess Keisha Cole wouldn't come to the screen. When she was there the whole time, she wouldn't come to the screen. Keisha Cole said, it ended up being, like an hour, 15 minutes late. They were having problems hearing. You could tell just a stressful situation. You know, they did what they could. They couldn't really hear each other. They was like trying to fix Keisha's camera. She wanted to stand up. They was like super close, zoomed in on them. So it was a lot. You could tell it was stressful. It was kind of more underwhelming. It was already, I think, already going to be underwhelming being that we had two chances and it didn't work. But, like, I felt like it got even more underwhelming. So, what's y'all immediate reaction to it? Like, what y'all think about it?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen her come in there. I saw Keisha attitude. I said, oh, I know the type of shit this is. I watched the first round. I cut the shit off. I was already mad. I waited a whole hour for it. I said, you know what? I'll just catch the track list and the memes in the morning. I wasn't about to sit there and watch that.
So, I mean, I wasn't excited for it, but I still wasn't doing shit anyway, so I was going to watch it. Took forever to start. Once it started, the mic issues, like the audio was bad on Keisha's end, so I can't really hear it. But my overall take from it was underwhelming. They gotta go from them being together, split screen, the lagging, the all that shit. They just gotta find a better way. Mm-hmm. But the take back from it, what I will say is that I definitely underestimated Ashanti. Like I some of the songs she played, like I said, I was forgot that she has some other songs. She finessed some songs.
She finessed some songs because she was singing songs that she might have wrote.
She finessed some songs, so, but yeah. It was still some other songs. I was like, oh shit. Them shits go.
So y'all. So who did you have winning?
It was close. It was close.
I think it was close to like the score that I said, like maybe 11-9.
I had 11-9, Keisha.
It was close.
Me personally, I didn't even keep score because it started so late. So.
I stopped keeping score the second half.
Nah, that's why I waited till the next day.
I stopped keeping score. The first half, I was keeping score. I felt like Ashanti was. I feel like I didn't like the order Keisha did. Like, I know that some people like playing your big jokers early, but it was underwhelming overall.
Yeah, I think for me,
my biggest takeaway was just Ashanti did better than I thought she would.
Yeah. Like, that's another thing. Like, I see what Swizz was trying to say, that it was unprofessional, but really, I think that was kind of unprofessional for him to say that, to be honest with you, because to me, it came off like, because Keisha Cole said that basically the only thing she apologized for is not sitting down. And like, you know, but then again, who wants to watch them sit down and not perform? So I think that was a lose-lose situation. But they said they were having sound issues, and then she just didn't want her end of the camera to be blurry. So I feel like that's Keisha Cole being professional, taking her job serious, taking the competition serious. And you can hear Ashanti clearly, but then on my end, it'll be blurry. And then we watching them trying to fucking fuck with some chips, some Doritos for like an hour, some new product placement or some shit. And it's just like,
they got too many.
My thing is, I don't give a fuck about all that. I understand. Get your money. I don't ever have no issue with that. But my thing will be, you got all day to do it. How long that? Why are y'all? I don't want to see y'all start at 8 o'clock. Say that it started at 8 o'clock. And I can get like maybe like 20 minutes. We waiting. And then it need to go. But I'm not finna be sitting here watching y'all set up. Like, this shit should have been set up from the jump. Well, all y'all gotta do is turn that shit on. Y'all got all day.
These are millionaires, billion-dollar corporations. Like, yeah. You start adding the Doritos.
Yeah.
Was that Nabisco, whatever. It's like, bro, they can't get, like, a fake Instagram page and make sure all the servers work.
I think the problem is they got too many big corporations in them now. They need to go back to how it was.
I agree with you there.
Swizz and Tim, just go ahead and run it. Like, look, if y'all got to go back to split screens, do it like y'all were doing it. Y'all don't need all the extra
shit. Point of return now?
It's a lot of, there's money to make, and it's like niggas already got paid, so nobody's going to want to do it and not get paid. And then it's like when it was unique, when we was all quarantined.
Yeah.
Everybody was in the crib with nothing to do.
Yeah.
It was like everybody was inside.
Not so much. I think like I said,
they were
upset at Keisha. I wasn't upset at Keisha. I think Keisha took her shit serious.
She had every right.
If anything, I'm giving it, I think my prediction, my score is around that area. It was either like 10-10, 11-9.
Yeah.
Either way, I would really say either one of them won. It was that close. Like, it really wasn't.
It was really. That's one of those ones. It was very about, like, opinionated. Like, what song did you like better?
Because I feel like Ashanti had a couple more songs that I was like, I don't really know about this one. And then, but she also finessed some, too, where she was like, okay, I wrote this song. You know what I'm saying? Which I respect it.
But that's how it started, though.
Yeah, no, I respect it. No, I say I respect it, but, like, I think when you got Keisha who's giving songs that's literally hers, like, all of the songs are hers, for me, it holds weight. Like, she did the Ain't It Funny with J-Lo, and, you know, like, it's like, yo, that's cool, but I think that J-Lo, and I'm not saying J-Lo's a great singer, but this was her, this was her song. It's hard for me to listen to another person sing somebody else's song. I think that's what be hard for me. That's just my personal opinion. So it's always kind of hard. Like I get it. I guess I'm more open when it's like producer versus producer, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I expect.
If you're coming into that type
But she got a good bid.
This shit is like, what's the ground rule? So let me ask y'all, when y'all look at.
I ain't saying that that's the rule.
Singer, singer. No, just your. Yeah. However you score it. But I'm curious, when a singer versus a singer, do you take their performance as it, or is it just a song, period? Like,
I think for me, like, say if I was to say, like, 75% of it for me, it got to be the song versus the song. Like, I get that we performing and shit, but this song probably would hit more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, remember when French Montana went against Tory Lanez? And he was destroying the fuck out of Tory Lanez. He didn't even have to do shit. But Tory Lanez was jumping up and down, yelling, singing. Like, he was really trying to get it in, but it's just like, none of that shit matter if that song isn't doesn't beat this song. You know what I mean?
So if they close then.
If it's close, then yeah, that could be a deciding factor. You know what I mean?
Like, I wish Keisha played Love. And Shanti played Southside.
Shit. Like when Keisha calls, like, I fuck it, I gotta stand up. And she stand up and she got them, had them tick old bitties all in the camera singing and shit.
That
is. I was like, yeah, that does matter. So yeah, if it's all a close one.
The strippers.
Yeah.
Or. Chains brought whoever brought the strippers.
Yeah.
Had a massage, like, it's just presentation. It's
y'all gotta have presentation.
Bulk of it though.
Yeah, you gotta have presentation. Presentation matters, but I don't think that I'm gonna go off the music first, and then that, and I think that's it right there. So, there was a rumor that they're trying to line up a Tupac versus Biggie. Versus.
I like it. I've said it before.
I hate it.
My thing is the representation.
Who's
gonna represent who?
Like, what, they gonna have C's, Kim, or somebody?
Who's gonna represent Pac?
The Outlaws or some shit.
It would have to be Snoop.
Or Dre. Nah. Because he wasn't there for Tupac's whole career. They was only together
for like two years. But who was really
there? C's was with Biggie the whole time.
I could see Lil C's doing it for Biggie. Or even like.
That don't say it had to be like maybe like some outlaw niggas who grew up with him or like was with him for a long time or just.
But nobody's synonymous. At least I don't. Maybe in the West Coast they are.
But.
Like C's is the Biggie.
You know what it is though? I just don't. The reason I don't like it is because I don't see. I see the way that the Versus is real commercial. And I know that Gucci and Jeezy did theirs and Gucci was disrespectful and everything. But I don't think that they would allow, because they both died off of a beef, and being that they're not there, I don't think that they would let them get, like, play, hit them up.
He would have to.
You have to, but who, okay, but no, what
if you
but who's gonna, but who's,
they don't play them up,
but look, I don't want to see but it.
I don't want to see it.
But look, I just think, I don't know, like, think about this, and think about Valletta Wallace, right? Does she want certain... Maybe certain tracks played? You don't think so? Like, you think she gonna let them do the full control of it? Like,
uh-huh.
I don't know. I just feel like being Puffy enough
and Puffy hands is in it,
I think
that he gonna play the right song.
She let him do the movie?
I think I'm more concerned about Tupac's side, I guess I'll say. Just because I don't know who's going to represent him, and I don't know who's going to play those, like, if they're going to play those type of records. Just off the simple fact that both of them died behind the beef. I think that's more of my concern. Like,
well, you can do it in a way to celebrate them, though. Maybe start off with
I don't think you can celebrate them.
Let me tell you, I want to see it done. What's the little things that we doing? Hologram. I would love to see
it. I don't even know what a hologram would look like on an Instagram Live. Like, with that shit, how that shit would look.
With all these corporations in there, they got the money to make it look good.
Is it called hologram? What's that shit called?
Is it hologram? Coachella. Hologram. I don't know, man. I think that's just one you kind of stay away from. Like,
I feel like
I want to see the matchup, though. Like, I want to see it. 20.
I would love to see the matchup if niggas was alive. I think on this one, it's kind of like, I don't know.
So, ain't no dead matchups? Like Prince versus Michael Jackson?
That would be cool, because I just don't think that the music kind of reflect on, even though I would love to see them more so alive, but I don't think that the music is like, they didn't die behind of a because of a beef. Like, they're not connected to each other's death. These niggas are connected to each other's death. These niggas is connected to each other's death. Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
We see biographies, podcasts, movies, and that play the same songs that everybody will watch and go see.
What's the difference versus? Because Versus, I guess Versus is supposed to be more of like a celebration.
So it's a movie. The Biggie, the Notorious was a celebration.
Biggie. Yeah,
it showed the entire picture.
But that makes sense. But I'm talking about these are people that are supposed to be together, like people representing them together. Like in a movie, this is Tupac's movie. This is Biggie's movie. Mm. It's not necessarily them entered. Like if it was the Tupac Biggie movie together, then I'd be like, this is kind of weird. You know what I mean? But I think them working together in a Versus, for me, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it or I don't want to see it. I just don't think that. I just know how the corporation's getting the shit. I've seen how this is working out with Versus. I just think that something would be going down that we wouldn't like about the shit. I don't think it'll be ideal. Yeah, I don't think it'll be correct. And so I think that, and if you're going to do a Tupac versus Biggie it got to be right. Mm-hmm. I need it to be no holds barred. I want to see somebody from the Outlaws saying, yeah, nigga, that's why I fucked your bitch. I want to see very disrespectful. It's like disrespectful.
See, in that case, if they were alive, I would want to see that. I don't need little season Outlaw beef.
I'm not saying they need to beef.
Maybe a little backstory.
But what I'm saying, when they play it, they would really have to flip it. I'm sure a conversation would be had about that if they were to do that.
That's why I said the hologram.
I don't really care too much about the hologram. I feel like we ain't got to do all that. I feel like good representation would be all right. Like, I think for Tupac, okay, if you're going to do that, you're going to have start his shit off, his first, like, the early songs of his career, put goddamn Digital Underground there, and maybe the Death Row era, you put Tupac there, or put Dre there, somebody to come.
You mean Snoop?
I mean, Snoop Dogg, yeah, you switch him out. Like I'm saying, you switch him out.
You said put Tupac there. I'm like,
I mean, that's what I mean to say. You know what I'm saying. So you put Dre there. You put somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's maybe you'll have to represent him with different people in different eras, whereas to you can have those people the whole time. But, I mean, it could be really good, but I also think it could be really bad.
I think they're going to overthink it.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing with Versus has showed me that they're going to. That it's gonna be good. Like you talking about a hologram. Now you messing with technology on some more technology. And obviously they can't even get fucking Keisha Cole's screen right. Then it's like, are they gonna be able to do it together? Cause now we gotta mess with two different holograms on two different split screens. Like,
I had that product placement there though.
Them Doritos gonna be there. These niggas,
Doritos will be clear.
Hey, what they gonna have flavors these niggas didn't even have in the '90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It that one will have to take some time. And I definitely don't want to see a hologram of Prince and Michael Jackson unless that shit going to be 100% correct. Flawless, nigga. I don't want to have no issues with that, nigga. I need the monkeys from Neverland, all that shit on that bitch.
Michael, smoke them anyway.
Man. I don't know, bro. Listen, I think...
Hey, my pops might be mad if I say that, but
I think that would make sense for us just being that Mike, I think, was the bigger artist and the more popular artist.
Depends on who you ask.
I'm talking about for us, our age group.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think our age group is more familiar with Michael Jackson's work than they are.
I'm saying me and you have had to listen to a lot.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't know Prince. I know Prince. My mom loves Prince. My mom will tell you every day that they have the same birthday, all that.
I thought that growing up, but in my household, we never listened to Prince. But in other households, I have to talk to people.
We listen to Prince, but we also listen to Michael Jackson. I know 3-year-olds, like 3-4-year-olds that are born that know Michael Jackson.
I have cousins that still speak no English.
And they know Michael Jackson. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying the world is more.
No, I'm talking about like America kids our age.
American kids our age are like black.
They parents was listening to Prince, like y'all said. So I don't know if they might just be more Prince fans.
No.
Cameron, you can attest to that?
Yeah, we grew up. Even though Michael Jackson was there. I also was Prince.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Okay, let me clarify this. I'm not saying that there aren't households where Prince was played more than Michael Jackson.
My mom, like our parents' generation, they didn't have Michael Jackson. They had Jackson 5. So
Jackson they had Michael Jackson too.
But no, my mom had Jackson 5.
How old is your mom?
Like 60.
My mom up there too. My mom 57. My mom had Michael Jackson. My mom.
Oh, he's talking about the age like when the Michael age, came
they
out.
They had Michael. They had Jackson 5 wanted to get like Transcendent Revolution type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then like as you know, we get born, you got Michael Jackson coming off fucking Off the Wall and Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time he's already on like.
All I'm saying is I just think that Michael Jackson is more
He's a bigger artist.
He's huge. Yeah, his music's gonna be more familiar, especially with our age group, I would say. Just cause the younger you are, it just turns out to be who is the bigger artist that you're more familiar with.
I agree
with that. So that's all I'm saying about that. So that'll be interesting. So
what are you disrespecting?
So that was
the song. Said JJ Fish.
I still follow that nigga too. I don't know why on Twitter. That nigga don't be talking about shit.
I'm about to say, do he still be putting up shit?
So, last week, Dani Leigh. She's an artist. I guess she's a rapper slash singer. She also is known. I know her for dating DaBaby. She's a Dominican. Has a Dominican background. She previewed a song, and the song's called Yellow Bone. And she said, "This is for my yellow bone baddies, my light skinned baddies." And basically what y'all heard her, it sounded like she on perk or some shit. But she like, hey, yellow bone, this is my hit one. And that turned into a big thing on Twitter. They were saying it's colorism. They were saying that, she's not even black. So she can't consider herself a yellow bone. Or they also saying, then they start getting on the baby's ass. It was just a lot. So, I guess the first question I would say, just give me your thoughts about it. Give me your thoughts about it. Do you agree with it? Do you agree with the narrative behind it?
I have a question. Yeah. This may be, I may be just unaware, is when people say like yellow bone or brown skin, is that just specifically for black people?
That was gonna be a question I asked. I guess I intertwine say this. I feel like black
that changes people, my answer.
And I don't wanna generalize this, but I think that we are bad in our community for trying to dictate blackness. Like we're trying to say, I mean, is she yellow? Yes. Like if we look at her skin tone, to me, she's light skinned. She would say she's a lighter complexion. Now, maybe if we're talking about, I guess, for the culture or whatever, I think another thing, too, people would say, like, okay, there's a difference, I would say. I can understand people being upset with her as far as, like, okay, so Cardi B, she's said for a long time, they try to drag her into it, but Cardi B has always said that she's Afro-Latina, right?
Mm.
She came out saying, Dominican is black, white is this, blah, blah, blah. After the backlash, they've never really heard her speak to that, on her nationality. Whereas to Cardi B did. Cardi B, they was on Cardi B ass too, because they always pull her into it. She was posting up pictures yesterday of her family. You know what I'm saying? Like, they clearly, like, it's like a African-American background somewhere in there.
The only reason I say that because, like, you don't have to be black to be dark-skinned. You go to India, light Indian, there's dark Indians.
Or like a Cubans.
So cute, like,
there's so light Cubans, there's dark Cubans. So and a dark, prime example. Shout out to Taxstone. Taxstone is what? Panamanian. He's like Panamanian or some Ecuadorian. He wasn't even black.
I know that.
But nobody was mad at him because he looked black.
I guess he claimed it.
Yeah.
But that's different, whether like Cardi B, because like problem people have with the Latino community is like they only black when it's beneficial.
Yeah.
When there's minority benefits coming around or, policy. But when it's culturally or when it's the negative stigma, says, oh, I ain't black. I'm like, So I get that part. Mm-hmm. But the term yellow bone, light skin.
I guess because it came from the black community. Exclusively
for black people. Because if it is, then I get the part of the backlash. But if it's not, then
I guess they're the ones who, I guess we're the ones who created that term. So I guess people hold it as like we started it. We created it.
Well, then I get part of their point. Me personally, no. Like, I'm not mad at her for doing the song. I do get that there's a bigger problem.
Song with fucking trash.
I have more problem with the song being trash.
First off, like y'all said, the song is trash. The song was good. Wouldn't nobody have a problem with it.
No, they would. No,
but let me finish. My problem with it is, it's not like she's a light-skinned, red-bone, yellow woman saying that that's what the niggas like. So what she's supposed to say, all niggas only supposed to like a different shade or something else black. Like, she's referring to herself, but just putting it in a whole, I guess, color, light skin color of women. But she's referring to herself as she speak with it. So I don't feel like that's wrong, because women all the time say, oh, I want a dark skin nigga.
Yeah. So I agree with David's point where he was saying, like, are we exclusively holding on to yellow bone or whatever the term, then I can understand why people mad. Me personally, I feel the same way. I'm not really upset about that. But I do also think that had it been the other way around, had the song been, and I know I'm light skinned, so people gonna look at it like, oh, he just a light skinned nigga trying to defend light skinned people. But let's be honest for a second. If the song had been like, a dark skinned girl is what he want, or a brown skin queen is what he want, I don't think it would have been no issue.
So now that, I'm glad you said that. I think that's the issue. Is from what I was reading, is not the fact, like, it is saying it's unfair. It's saying because light-skinned girls...
It's not unfair, though, because she... Okay, this is why people were trying to say it's colorism, but it's not. Because colorism is like a prejudice or, like, you know, a racism towards a darker skin tone, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of black people would say that you would have to be dark skin or brown skin to face colorism. She didn't say anything about... She didn't downplay any other skin tones. She just said... A yellow bone is what he wants. So she didn't say no privilege.
They're saying just by saying that it downplays them.
They're just sensitive.
I don't agree with that.
They have the right to be sensitive.
Why?
Based on the history.
She's talking about. I'm not saying
I agree with it. I'm saying from what I read, they're saying that her even putting that, saying that light skin, reiterates colorism.
So no, it does not. Because if she would have said, because that's why people need to know what colorism actually means. Because if you read the definition of colorism, that's not it. She didn't say. I think that they have a problem because she's with the baby, who's a dark skinned man who left his baby mom, who was a browner complexion, for a light skinned woman, and for her to come and make a song saying a yellow bonus what he want. It kind of like. Women are sensitive. We know that.
Well, what I'm saying is, we come at it from this way. She's not dissing them, but they're mad because she left a black woman and
I think that contributes to them. But is that her fault that because of who he was with before her?
Well, that's one of the things.
She never said in the song like light skinned women are elite. She never said that yellow bones are better than anybody or our privileges. She never said nothing like that. So I think that people kind of jumped off the handle, and they literally was like, you know, let's just be honest. I'm not saying that everybody is like this, but we know that there is a division in the black community between light skin and darker complexions. Correct? I think that in a certain sense, when it comes to light-skinned people, they kind of got to walk more on eggshells when they talk about their complexion.
Keep saying what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is I don't think she did anything wrong.
And that's where the disagreement is. When you say walk on eggshells, they're saying you can't even celebrate
Okay. You can't celebrate
your own
skin.
You can't celebrate your own skin.
So now you can't be happy with
that. And that's what I don't agree with. And that's why I would tell them that they're an idiot.
I disagree with that too. But that's what I was reading, so I didn't really understand
it. I understand your point.
I disagree with it too.
That's incorrect.
But they're saying based on the history and based on the sensitivity of the eggshells.
Light-skinned people didn't fucking oppress us. There was light-skinned slaves too. There's light-skinned, you know what I'm saying? They might not have faced the same level of discriminations that a darker skinned person have overall, but at the end of the day, we are all black. So my thing is like, you're just creating
Danny Lay.
Yeah. Listen. I'm excluding Danny Lay out of this part of the conversation. Fuck Danny Lay. All I'm saying is I'm just saying like if it was the other way around, we wouldn't hear people about it. And I don't think that that's fair. Like for them to say,
that's a divide.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
that's a divide.
I agree.
The other way around is good, but because they feel they're the most discriminated against, light-skinned people need to be more sensitive. So when you celebrate light-skinned,
either way, it shouldn't have been an issue.
Like if I don't want to say Mulatto. Give me a light-skinned woman rapper. Because if I say Mulatto, they're going to be like, oh, she mixed.
Shit.
Who's a light-skinned woman rapper?
Faith.
She's not a rapper, but let's say that she made a song. I think if she made a song like that, they still would be on her ass.
Yes.
They still would be on her ass. And not even Danny Lay. Well, let's exclude the fact that Danny Lay,
if you were light-skinned celebrating light-skinnism.
Huh?
Sweetie.
Yeah, let's say Sweetie. If Sweetie was
They would kill her.
She would kill her no matter what she put out, though.
And she said a light-skinned girl. And she's kind of right at the cusp, but... Let's just say that she was a light-skinned.
And I agree with you. I think, and if I'm reading, I'm like, what's the issue? Because
I don't think
she
really
can't
know.
Celebrate.
I think that people. I think they really didn't know. I just think that they felt like they were supposed to be upset about that.
So let me ask you a question. If a white rapper come out and say, white skin is what he wants.
White skin?
Yeah.
I can understand. No, listen. I can understand the backlash about that.
Explain to me why.
Just because, to be honest with you, just coming from the black community, don't nobody want to hear that. Nobody want to hear you saying the white skin.
I disagree with you.
So, wait, no, let me finish. I'm not saying that they're not. I would say if a white woman came up to me and said, I want to make this song, right? I would be like, listen, do what you want to do. I'm not upset with you about it, but I'm just letting you know your audience is not going to be the black community. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think your audience is the black community. I'm not talking about whether you like the song or not. I'm talking about the backlash. If a white girl makes a song and says, white skin is what he wants.
Who is he? First of all,
well, hip-hop
is
white or black.
She's talking about her own skin. Like you can't.
So you,
be mad.
So listen, you
don't care what color.
Justin says he knows they gonna outrage. You're not saying you agree or disagree with the outrage though. Do you agree with the outrage? That's the question I'm asking you. Because if you say
I wouldn't care about that
Are they idiots for being outraged?
It depends on why. It depends on what they say. I'll say this. Listen. If they say it, I'm trying to break it down. If they were to get out there and say, if she said a white-skinned person is what they want, technically I wouldn't be mad at her, and I would say that you can't really give her no backlash because what if the nigga did want a white girl? Now, if she came up there and said some... Like, she was white and she called herself like a yellow bone, then now you
gotta
have a little issue.
No, she just said
white. Like, you got an issue.
She said yellow bone. She didn't use that.
And I think it's just because, also, like, hip-hop culture. See, hip-hop culture is a Spanish and black, started from a Spanish and black community.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm always accepting, like, I'm a little bit more accepting for the whole Danny Lay thing, too, because it was like, if we talking about the culture, she comes from the culture. She comes from the hip hop culture.
And you might get backlashes saying that.
You might. So I think it's the ideology.
But I think that people are going to be mad. This white girl is coming from, not even from our culture, and she's trying to, you know what I mean?
Everything you just said is what I read about Danny Lay. Literally.
I mean,
this,
yeah, we
this
can all
white
have...
girl, this Dominican, she bitch is white skin.
So well, see, that's my thing. Well, this is the only thing, the only reason I don't hold stuff against Danny Lato is because I can't say, now, I know I said earlier, like, she ain't never came out and said what she was, but what if she really is Afro-Latino? Like, what if she really does come from that descent? Then I feel like niggas will owe her an apology, right? I just think that we,
not for them.
I think a lot, I think, like I said, go back to what I said earlier, I think that we try to dictate a little too much blackness, because people, it was mad at Cardi B at one point for saying nigga and telling her she shouldn't say nigga and all that, but niggas wasn't never mad at Fat Joe.
That was always go.
Niggas wasn't never mad at, you know what I'm saying? We pick and we choose who we want to be mad at. Or we try to say, there, now don't get me wrong, there are people who say who are black when it's convenient, but then we also give convenient dictatorship over blackness.
I agree.
So I think that when you start opening that door, you gotta be consistent. Me, I'm not the nigga that's opening that door.
Yeah,
so
I was just saying, if you understood that.
I definitely understand.
If a white girl said it,
I understand why they mad at Danny Lay. I understand why they would be mad at a white girl.
So Iggy do the same song.
I mean, Iggy could never do anything. And then she rapped with a fucking accent, a southern accent, and she was from Australia. They was on her head from the beginning.
But my thing is that if you're going to criticize down the board. Yeah. But I disagree with it, bro. It's like, it's just too much nitpicking. Like,
yeah.
As long as she didn't downplay.
I just hate the internet. The internet got too many opinions.
As long as you ain't downplay.
But turn this shit off.
Man, come on.
As long as she ain't downplay brown skin girls, black skin girls, which they might claim that she is by doing that, which is a whole other debate.
I gotta hear about it. I gotta hear it. Like, you can just assume that, but I think that's probably just your subconscious. Assuming that, like, you shouldn't be offended. Like, if I say I'm light skinned, I'm beautiful, that don't mean that you ain't like that. You not dark skinned and you beautiful.
I can't lie. In a vacuum, yes. But we have to look at society as well when we say certain things. We have to look at society as well. We have a history of.
It's not
as blatant as white. But you go down the color spectrum, mm-hmm. Yes, light skin has been used, the colorism battle. So when you say, yes, I'm light skin, I'm proud, it's kind of like, it's some undertones to that.
So you hate your own skin?
I don't think you said
hate. I get that, but then you'll turn around and say, so look.
It's just a fucked up.
I get that, but then I guarantee you, if you were to ask, let's say that, I wish it was a girl on the podcast right now that felt that way about Danny Lay. Let's say that she felt that way about Danny Lay. Let's say she was a darker tone, right?
Call. Yeah, go ahead. Talk.
Let's say that she was a darker tone. I would ask her, are we allowed to be comfortable in the skin that we're in? Because I can't help that I'm light skin. If I say I'm light skin, I love myself. How does that directly affect you? You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't. And I get what you're saying. There's undertones about it. But I also think, like, it's just weird to me. Like, I never seen no light skinned person being mad that Beyonce made brown skin girl.
And they already got brown skin.
Yeah, like brown skin, like they, you can, and I don't even want to say they because it was us. But you can make your music and you can celebrate who you are.
Darkies been celebrating themselves all year.
Why you can't celebrate? Yeah, my thing is, why you can't celebrate you? If you're brown skin, you're dark skin, you're light skin. Or maybe you should just say a black girl. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to fix it. But I just want people to kind of just take the time before they get outraged and just start typing. Like, ask yourself, what am I really mad about? That's really the solution to everything to me. Like, what am I really mad about? Because I feel like
I said better myself.
People, because when I heard it, to me, I was like laughing. I was like, is she light skinned? Like, she, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But the women was kind of like, these bitches always try to appropriate our fucking culture. And blah, 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 blah. It's just like, god damn, like, just take
why
a second.
Why so serious? Why
the only thing I would say is, I've learned from mistake from past, just because I understand the backlash, don't mean it's not there. So I would wish we had somebody there to defend that point.
Yeah.
Just so we can get some more content.
I'm sure it's
from my point of view.
Some, hey, y'all get in the comments.
I didn't know what you got to say. I didn't like Danny Lay's apology either. Like, I didn't feel like she should have apologized. I think she should have just...
Yeah, you got to. Your public figure.
She should have just went dark. Nigga, there's people who can get away with just being quiet. Just be quiet. People, listen. If I was somebody, I'd be like, yo, just be quiet for like 3 days. And then something else is going to happen and they'll forget. That's really what it is. Like, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. But, Trey Songz had an eventful AFC championship game experience. Trigger Trey, a.k.a. Mr. Steel, Big Justice Girl, went to the Chiefs game.
So you was happy to see that man locked up?
Nah, man.
You know you was.
Yellow bone. That's what she wanted. You should have thought about that shit. Fuck, nigga. Fuck, boy. Yup. So... Anyway, this nigga.
Which one of y'all?
This nigga Trey. So I'm hearing two different sides, right?
Oh,
I'm hearing two different sides. The first side I'm hearing is that Trey was getting heckled by some fans. He told the fans respectfully to relax. Security came, said something to him, and then just went off the deep end and started attacking them. According to, I guess, Arrowhead Stadium, they saying that Trey Songz was out there with no mask. He was out there with no mask and he refused to put a mask on, and that was against the policy. So they asked him to leave. He didn't want to go. And that turned into an all-out little wrestling match between him and another officer. He had the officer in a headlock, which wasn't the smartest idea. I get it. Don't put your hands on me. But, yeah. I don't know.
I believe that the second story. I think I saw him without a mask. And I feel like certain people get to a certain level.
He's one of the niggas that's like been trying to kill COVID with like the whole like, you know what I mean?
Y'all know what I believe.
This nigga's good.
I just feel like the nigga didn't feel like putting on his mask. He feel like he Trey Songz. He ain't got to follow the rules of the stadium. You should have gotten the skybox.
I didn't know he was an anti-masker. I didn't know that Trey Songz was an anti-masker, nigga. You know you fucking guilty. Now, do I think that the officer had to put his hands on him? No. The officer's just as guilty, because what he should have did was he should have just, when he didn't want to comply with that, instead of you putting your hands on him, especially you're an older dude, you should have just called for backup and y'all could have escorted him out of the arena. You know what I'm saying?
A couple of niggas in the headlock then. Instead of one.
Nah. I'm saying if you call four other officers over there and be like, look, man, you're not putting your mask on. This is the policy. This is the social distancing rules that we have. We need you to leave.
You know it's going to be interesting.
Then you have every reason, if they would have beat him up.
To see, like,
he deserved it.
How the anti-mask people going to respond to that.
Trigger Trey doesn't need to.
Because, like, they be marching and protesting in Walmart. Yeah. And but then they pro-police. So,
I don't know. You saw the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, they fucked the police up. So they going to be riding with Trey.
Trey. But my thing is just like Trey, so that's so petty, bro, to go to jail about. Like, bro, you could have just put your mask. First of all, what you doing way up there in this fucking 27 degrees and you in the fucking
made drop an album, bro? Shit's tight.
Man, like it's cold as fuck. You up there just no mask on, nigga. First of all, your mama be like, baby, if you don't put something on your face, it's cold out there.
Nigga could have threw one of them scarves over
his face. Yeah, what the fuck you got going on, Trey? Like, what's going on? He clearly had to get in there with a mask on. They not letting you in there with no mask. So that nigga took that shit off and just said, fuck it. You all, I don't know. I'll put it like this. If Trey caught COVID and was sick for a couple weeks, nigga, you did it to yourself. But officers, you got to find a better way to react. But, you know, it's the police, so. Kodak Black. He's a free man these days. He released the track Last Day Out. I thought it was pretty good, especially for a nigga who ain't recorded in about 3 years. So he had a tweet that he put up maybe earlier this year or late last year. You know, Kodak Black was begging for the whole 2 years to get out of jail, like literally begging, right? So he even said at one point he would pledge $1 million within the first year of him being out to charities. He would spend $1 million. And all of a sudden, when he got out, the tweet was deleted. So,
smart man.
Yeah, so his lawyer made a statement. Let's read it. It says,
A statement promising something for something in exchange is not appropriate, and although Kodak has always given to charity his whole career and will continue to do charity, not in exchange for anything, some think this is a story. It isn't. The lawyer continued to shift the focus, saying, instead of harping on a young black man and how much charity he does, why don't we look at the amount of charity the writers of the articles do? Last week, Kodak pledged $100K to setting up a scholarship fund in the name of Metal Plaque. This week before, he donated $50K to Barstool Fund to help small businesses. That's $150K, and he's only been out 5 days. So, do you agree with the lawyer? Is the lawyer trying to play a little flip job?
I feel like you had to take, he had to delete that tweet because of the pardon. It's probably something into it to make, can't make it look like you bought your way out of it.
Yeah.
Only thing I'll say is like, and I don't necessarily feel this way, but I can understand it, is like when you're a criminal, you were in this fucked up justice system, but not everybody there ain't innocent. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he's guilty, I'm just saying in general, is like, if you, to be good in society again, it's like, that's might be looked for as a reason to do it. Like, okay, I'm going to donate it. So when you take your word back on it, it's like, oh, what are you doing to not doing it?
I don't even think that's necessarily a criminal thing. I don't think you can pledge something and then just take it back unless maybe like the organization was fraud or something. I don't know.
Or you know, a lot of organizations.
Yeah.
And then for the lawyers saying, well, look, the writers of the articles ain't pledged for, they ain't pledged anything.
They didn't say nothing about it.
We don't know.
You put out the tweet. They put out the tweet.
I mean, he had 150 already? He may get to that meal still, but you just can't have that.
No, I get your reasoning.
I ain't never gonna tell nobody to donate anything. I just thought
it was more so funny. Like Kodak is a true nigga.
He's a nigga shit.
But I can understand how somebody be like, bro, like, you're a criminal. How come you're not?
And you know, a lot of those organizations can't take money from felons, especially well-known felons like that. They just
delete the tweet. It ain't happen. I ain't the same man I was yesterday.
So, over the weekend, Tom Brady has made it to what, his 10th
Super Bowl.
10th Super Bowl.
Really?
He has 6. This is a change. He's already got the most Super Bowls. He can get to that 7th. You know, he's playing with house money at this point. So, I seen on ESPN, they were just talking about how Tom Brady, like, Shannon Sharp said, it's just crazy. It's crazy. Like, Jordan, when you think about 6 rings, it seemed like his 6 rings hit harder than Tom Brady's 6 rings. So I got a question for you. But you also, football is, it's harder to get to a championship, correct? You would say in football. So is Tom Brady with 6 rings, is he the best, is he the biggest athlete ever? He's the best athlete ever? Would you consider him that? And when I say athlete, I'm not saying like athletic ability. I'm saying just as Tom Brady.
I'm gonna say no, but I'm gonna say he's been the best in the best situations to win.
Okay.
Not saying it was all on him, but he's always been in the best situations to win.
Jordan did some Olympics and baseball. Brady won just done football.
I don't even think we're talking about that aspect. We're talking about in their perspective sport. So like I'm like.
It's not even close.
Because that would be like the more athletic. Like,
you think Brady is?
It's not even close to Tom Brady. So you look at Jordan, right? Jordan is not the biggest winner of his sport.
Yeah.
Bill Russell is.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan dominated his era, and he has 6 of them. Kobe got 5 rings. Yeah. Shaq got 4 rings. You know what I'm saying? LeBron got 4 and counting. His contemporaries.
Yeah.
As far as not necessarily his era, but who he going against.
Yeah. Even Tom Brady's era, nobody's close.
Bro, Aaron Rodgers.
Peyton Manning got 2.
Peyton Manning. Drew Brees. Big Ben. You add all their Super Bowl appearances, Tom Brady got more by himself.
Yeah.
So it's like he's so much ahead of the competition when it comes to winning in a sport that it's harder to win as an individual based on the history.
Thanks.
And then what he just did this year getting there, I don't think it's like Jordan individually, I think was greater.
So you think
as an individual, Jordan was the best player longer.
But that's why
Brady was better at winning.
But look,
you think Tom Brady led them to the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so look.
It's their defense. If they what did they
so do? Time out. Let me catch
your point.
Can't win, man.
I'm not saying it like that, but I'm just saying this year, I'm not putting this whole season.
No, I said whole. I said he led them. This man had 40 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
And that goes into my next question, I guess, that I was going to ask. I guess we can intertwine it with this, because I was going to say, who do you give the credit to for that win?
So for me, win against Green Bay?
Yeah, so for me, I gave Brady the first half. I gave his team the defense the second half.
And that's the thing.
But he led them. If he didn't do what he did in the first half, and if he didn't make the correct play at the end when they bet on that third, because a lot of quarterbacks like would have threw in that situation. He called the play. He called the pitch. They got the first down. That's game. That's leading your team. Trusting your team. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes Tom Brady so great.
He didn't, like, in that game, particular game, no. He didn't win the game by himself.
No. But I was talking about the season. This last game, I will give it. Brady led them as far as they won the conference.
Even more so in the season, he is the – if you're talking about
– when he didn't play well, he lost.
So, you say – when you have to compare one player to 11 other players, you say who's the most valuable? The entire defense or Tom Brady? That already in itself.
Tom Brady.
In itself, you're not talking about Devin White or Antoine Winfield Jr. or Sue. We're talking about one player who's more valuable. So, you know, they got to compare the entire defense. That defense was there last year. They won 7-9. Mm-hmm. Quarterback's the most important position.
Who takes the blame for that L? Green Bay.
I mean, it's a team sport, but I'm going to go deeper.
Solely. You got to solely put – let's say – I'm not saying solely put it on somebody. What I'm saying is, you know somebody – you know how it goes.
So
somebody takes the blame. So if we going to give Tom Brady the credit for leading
– I'm blaming Aaron Rodgers for losing. Simply because of this. For him to be as great as people proclaim him to be, he has so many opportunities to win that game, and he didn't cash in. People would be like, oh, the drop passes or oh.
I don't want to hear that shit, man.
Bro,
that's part of the game.
He had three times to hit Davante Adams to score. He missed on all three. If Davante Adams dropped one, what about the other two?
Yeah.
First thing down.
Even if you really want to take it like that, Tom Brady threw three picks and you only scored 6 points off of that. Whereas to Tom Brady they had two turnovers and he got you 14 off of it.
So at the end of the day, we judge you on a scale of greatness. Like, you can't be the greatest of all time and don't perform. People say, oh, Tom Brady played terrible in the first half. Tom Brady gave himself enough cushion. In the
second half.
In the second half, my bad. Tom Brady played bad in the second half.
He gave himself enough cushion.
He gave himself enough cushion in the first half.
Yeah.
So he it's like a race. I'm ready 30 feet ahead of you.
I spread it off.
So now I'm jogging. Now it's your turn to catch up. Where was your great half? Aaron Rodgers didn't have a great half. He had a bad first half. And okay, good second half. It's not good enough. I'm not saying he played bad. I'm saying he didn't make enough plays to win the game. He had multiple opportunities.
He had an opportunity, too, where you had some daylight to run. Now, even if you don't get there, that's probably why if you're at the 1-2 yard line, your coach probably say, no, we're going for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't put the team in a good position.
So the niggas,
I ain't saying I agree with the coach.
I think it was a bad decision not to go for it, but at the same time.
I don't say I don't agree with it, but if you're at the 11-yard line versus the 2-yard line, now the pressure is on.
Niggas said, oh, how come you didn't run the ball on third down? I thought we were going for it on fourth down. And then the coach was like, you throwing the coach on the bus. The coach was like, well, I let you call the plays. You didn't get done first. You didn't give me confidence to think we was going to make it.
And even if that is the case, you still want to get as much yardage as possible. I felt like he did a throw across his body and
he threw it as a double coverage. That could have got picked.
Davante Adams.
So that was a bad throw.
Yeah. He didn't capitalize on opportunity. And that's the thing, too. We can't keep – I get it. His organization hasn't done the greatest job in helping him. But if you consistently get to the NFC Championship and you don't cash in, is it really – are we going to keep blaming the organization?
That shit don't make no sense. I'm not
– are we going to keep blaming the organization?
They was good enough to be the number one seed.
In the whole NFC.
The same player that led the league in touchdowns, Davante, was there. You didn't do enough.
You're the MVP, right?
You're the MVP. Did you play like you were MVP? Did you have a bad game?
Nobody
holds him accountable. You didn't play to the win. So, no.
He's the most protected quarterback in the league. Like, it's nothing that's ever his fault. He don't deserve it. He should go to California. He should go do this. Now they talking about all this is about that he just wants some more money. And he's already gone. Got, like, 3 more years on the contract, getting, like, 34, 36, 43.
If this was a regular season thing, then, yeah, him, Peyton Manning, they're all great. They're all the GOATs. Yeah. But it's about winning. It's facts. About playing. So, it's decision-making. So, I don't care how good your arm strength is.
Your defense gave you 3 picks.
You got to make the plays.
Your defense got you 3 picks.
Tom Brady got 10 Super Bowls.
You get 3 picks against Tom Brady. Your defense did its job.
And then them picks with Tom Brady, it was like 2 of them like punts.
Yeah.
It's third along. He throwing them. It worked out as a punt. That's why. So you people killing Tom Brady, like, watch the game. Just watch the game. His number stack line didn't look great at the end, but, I play Madden. It's third along. I'm going to throw that bitch down there and get a pick.
Yeah. So,
that's the GOAT.
Yeah, man. He already had him, correct? I don't know. Like, that's a good question. We should ask, like, record. You saying, like, all right, so we just took a little break, and I'm asking a question. If Pat Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, and he beats the GOAT in the Super Bowl, let's say he beats him convincingly, by 2 touchdowns or more, right?
Fairly possible.
Is he already ahead of, say, Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers?
See, it's difficult, man, because he's only in his, what, 3rd year?
Yeah.
So that means he has a lot more.
He has a lot more football to play.
A lot more distance to make.
So you basically have to base it off trajectory, too.
But, no, it's not even, like, because accomplishment, as far as MVP,
yeah,
as far as he's championship.
He's on trajectory to go.
So he'll be ahead of Brees.
I mean, really?
How many 80?
We're going to say this. Okay, I think the best way to say it is that does more damage to those quarterbacks than it does to necessarily accelerate him. Like, we already know, even if he was to lose, we already know what his trajectory is.
The only thing I'm going to say no. The only reason why I say no, because it's something about time.
Longevity.
Doing it for a long time. Being great for a long time. Kurt Warner, when he came in the league,
he had like 4 or 5 years.
Bro. The Rams, greatest show on turf, Super Bowl. I think he won an MVP, and people were saying, "Yo, this nigga's great."
Because the Rams, they won 2, right?
They went 2.
Or did they just win 1?
Who did he lose?
He went to the Super Bowl again, though, with Arizona.
Okay. No, with the Rams.
To the Titans, they beat the Titans.
They beat the Titans, and they lost to? They didn't get. They won the Super Bowl twice, didn't they?
I don't know if they went twice, but I know they didn't.
I think they beat.
They only got 1 championship, though. They only got 1 championship.
They didn't beat the Patriots?
No. They only got 1 championship.
Okay. Okay, cool. Either way. So he's not Mahomes. But
I get what you're saying.
My point is,
I mean, technically he is kind of Mahomes
time,
right now.
At that time, niggas was like, Kurt Warner is greatest. And then what happened? He went to the Giants. People don't remember this shit before Arizona.
Never tried.
And he was terrible. Yeah. So we have to see people decline. Biggie's the greatest. We never seen him decline. When you die in your prime, you in the middle of your prime, all we see is greatness. I remember niggas say Steve Nash was the best point guard ever. Other than maybe him and Magic. I remember that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When he was winning back-to-back MVPs. Same thing with Steph Curry. Until the decline. Like, we have this thing as a culture, as people. When people are in the middle of their prime, we just accelerate them.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, it wasn't as accomplished, but he lead the league.
I think.
Passer rating. Lead the league in goddamn yards,
yeah.
Second and touchdown.
See, but I think that I do think though that Patrick Mahomes gets the credit that he deserves. He deserves every bit of credit he gets because he's gotten you literally to an AFC championship every year that he's started. He's gotten you 2 Super Bowls. He's won 1. He's won an MVP. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. If he can give us 6 or 7 more seasons like this,
just that,
maybe a couple more rings.
Let's just say
now we got a discussion. So now we got a good discussion.
Keep it up.
So if he wins it this year, wins it next year, does that not put him ahead?
I think that can.
So the 3 rings won't
make him more accomplished.
He's already one of the greats.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about him being great. Yeah. It's just about longevity.
If he give us 4 more seasons of this, he's a Hall of Famer.
See, a Hall of Famer already.
They're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame. They're not going to put you in the Hall of Fame 3 this
years.
Fast.
I think but about, about 5 years.
Yeah, if he give you about 4 more dominant seasons, and I'm not saying you got to win the Super Bowl.
heard the craziest shit. This nigga said you can cut Tom Brady's career into fours.
Yeah, still in Hall of Fame.
Every 5 years, he'll still be a Hall of Famer.
You go, man.
That's some crazy shit.
See, and I think his rapport with the coaches and building the team around, like, around him.
Like, I don't even think it's necessarily that. I think that he's the best leader that football has ever seen.
That's part of leadership.
I agree with that. What I'm saying is, I think that he gets players to, like, he can get Antonio Brown. He can get Antonio Brown to not say shit all season.
It's an intangible.
Yeah, he can get, like, he gets players to believe. He brings the best out of everybody. You don't see that. That's why I think Aaron Rodgers is bad at. And that's where it's been a rumor.
Greg Jennings, Donald Driver.
Yeah, they said he's not a good leader. They said he don't stay. He's not going to tell you, hey, let's stay and let's throw the ball to each other. Let's do this.
And then you don't see that.
Yeah. Like when you don't see him getting, he's always even killed. You know, Tom Brady going to get fired up. He going to yell at you, or he going to sit down and talk to you. He going to show you some shit.
So those intangibles are important to winning.
Yeah, like he's the only person that does that.
Ask the winners.
So, hey, man, that's what it is. But here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
All right. Lisa is a businesswoman who had a rival that was another businesswoman. Her name was Deja. They rivals, right? They hated each other for 20 years. So Deja ends up passing away. And Lisa offers to say bad things about her, but she keeps that same energy post Deja's death. You know, mutual friends of theirs are telling her, like, yo, you should just let it go or whatever. But she's like, nah, like, I don't believe in that. Like, I'm keeping the same energy. Like, fuck you. Do you agree with that? Or, like, where do y'all side? Do y'all let it go and just the person not there defend themselves? Or do you feel like, you know, keep the same energy?
Me, personally, thankfully, I don't really feel that way about too many people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it's the person's past, I don't have to bring them up. I can let it go. As far as let it go, meaning that I don't have to unprovoked say something.
Yeah.
So it's the provoked part. Somebody asked me how I feel about the person, but I feel the same. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck you, dead. That's how you feel. I'm not tripping about that, but it's the unprovoked part where I'd be like, it's unnecessary. The person's like, what's the point of keep bringing it up?
Yeah.
You, the problem is yourself now. The person's gone.
Yeah.
So
you literally took my answer to word for word. So, like, it's like, as long as I'm not just like, if somebody asks me how I feel or if a situation like, so what happened between you? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what it was, but I'm not about to just wake up this morning like, yeah, I'm gonna talk shit about this bitch today. Like, I ain't doing.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this: if somebody does do that, do you have a problem with it?
Yeah, but like, nigga, who asked for your opinion? Who asked for to speak on this dead person? Like, there's nobody.
I hate that motherfucker. I hope he died. Wait, get up, live, die again. Fuck that person.
I think
past the grave.
I think for me, I guess it's certain. Just from my moral standpoint, I ain't saying everybody gotta operate the same way I operate. I might let you get your shit off, but I feel like it's a certain line, though, for me, where I'm like, all right, you might have went a little too far.
Jesus.
Like,
what I said wasn't far enough?
Nah, so listen, what I'm saying is,
what's the lie?
So look, like, if a nigga's like, oh, we smoking on that person, like, for me, that's, in my mind, I'm like, all right, that's kind of a little too far. Like, I can't pinpoint, this is my boundary. I can just sense when I see him, like, all right, you might have went a little too far. Like, I can see you went a little too far.
I didn't even think about that. Niggas say I'm smoking that nigga pack all the time. I'm provoked.
Yeah, so now as far as...
Because it sounds cool. So look, it's all right.
As far as what you're saying, though, like, so I've had situations where, like, a couple niggas passed away and maybe they had an issue with me, right? But I remember somebody would ask me, like, you know, like, why y'all didn't get along? And I would tell them, and I remember at one point somebody saying, man, you shouldn't even be telling people what it was because they're not here to defend themselves. I'm like, nah, nigga, that's what this person did. Mm-hmm. This was our situation. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry they're not here, but this is really what it was. I didn't feel like I was disrespecting them. Like, I feel like you, just because the person died don't mean that they didn't do whatever they did or they didn't feel the way that they felt. I didn't disrespect them when telling what happened. I'm just saying this is why the person had an issue with me.
No. What I'm saying is I believe you have a right to say how you feel about a person, whether they're dead or alive.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you are not saying it in a bad
That's subjective.
Watch your tone.
Disrespect is subjective. Mm-hmm. Somebody might feel, regardless of the problem you have, if you talk about somebody in any negative light, even if it's just rehashing a fight or rehashing thing, I take it as disrespect.
Yeah, okay. So you can feel that way.
So what I'm saying is,
but I'm gonna say what I want to say.
I'm just saying is, you're saying I'm not being disrespectful. Somebody might disagree with you with that.
I mean, yeah, I can agree with that. But as long as I'm saying, like, if I'm telling you what happened to me, and especially if you weren't there in the situation, you're gonna tell me I'm disrespectful. Nah, what if this person did something to me?
Should that be disrespectful? So let's say you didn't beef with somebody. You had a fight with somebody one time in the eighth grade, and you got the best of them. 20 years later, that person died. And a month later, or let's say a year after that, he died. Y'all was talking about like fights we had in the podcast. Oh, back in eighth grade, me and cousin Ski I beat him. So, is that disrespectful?
So for me, I think it's only disrespectful if you go like, yeah, I beat his motherfucking ass. I was whooping that nigga ass. That nigga know he couldn't handle me. Type shit. Then I'm like,
what's the difference?
The story should start with, rest in peace to this nigga, man, but I'm going to tell y'all what really
happened. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. I think there's ways to be respectful.
You can't sugarcoat that.
I think that me personally.
Rest in peace, that nigga's a good dude, but back. Well, as soon as you say
listen. I think me personally, there's ways to tell a story and still be a little bit respectful. Now, if you want to get your shit off, that's fine. But if we on the podcast and you're on the podcast, like, yeah, that nigga, he know what happened. I stumped his ass out. I'm like,
if we on social media,
that's a little too much.
That's the top. Like,
I think that that's more something you should be discussing in person with somebody. I wouldn't get online and put that up.
So as long just as like it I said, get out publicly, it's fine.
Yeah, kind of. Like I said, I can't pinpoint necessarily what the line is, but I know for me, it's like I feel like it's going too far.
I guess what I'm saying is, should it be disrespect regardless, or is it just if it gets, like, you got to find a pinpoint?
If me and Brandon and you are having a personal conversation about a nigga that I beef with, and I'm just telling y'all what happened in the beef, right? And even me personally.
And you're trying to be respectful.
Me personally,
you're embellishing
like,
it.
Yeah.
But the person's like, why are you even speaking on that?
My niggas asked me, I can do that. Now, you can also do what you said on the podcast, but you're asking me. I'm never not going to tell a nigga, you can't do this. I'm going to just be like, damn, bro. I'll let you know. I'll be like, damn, bro, you going kind of hard. You think you're a little disrespectful?
Just hearing this, I think the best bet is just don't speak on the dead, bro. Because you never know how people can take shit.
I can agree with that, but I also wouldn't be. It depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to my homies, I think that my homies will be more, you know what I'm saying? I know who I can tell the story to.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a nigga a nigga I just met that may have known both of us, and he was like, why did y'all ever be? I'm be like, man, I don't even want to discuss that. I'm going to let that down. Yeah. But if I'm with my niggas, then yeah, I'll tell y'all niggas, yeah, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah.
Slow
that. I ain't never gonna do that against an op unless that nigga was a real op. Like, I ain't never had a real op. Like, even when niggas
got problems with me. Last week,
you said that rape shit unforgivable, like molesting a child.
I said that.
Or one of y'all said that person died.
I disrespect that nigga. Disrespect that nigga. It's no hand, no holds barred. Fuck that nigga. He was a rapist. I don't even want to smoke on him because I don't smoke on rapists. So, you know what? Fuck that nigga.
Damn.
Alright. Yeah, that's how I feel about that.
That's on phone now.
Yeah, okay. Cousin Sticky. He back.
Shout out Cousin Sticky.
Cousin Sticky and his fiance are cleaning out the house to free up a little space around there. So Sticky finds his fiance's old letters from her childhood, you know, from her school, you know, past boyfriends and whatnot. So he tells her that she doesn't need these letters anymore. So he just gonna throw them out. And she's like, no, you better not throw out my shit. Those are memories from my childhood. Cousin Sticky's pissed. You know what I'm saying? Who do y'all agree with?
Her.
Bro, I kind of zoned out there.
Nah, this shit happened.
Okay, let me get a quick rundown. Cousin Sticky and his fiance.
Yeah.
They're cleaning out the house.
Okay.
He finds her old letters from school that she saved, like high school and stuff.
Gotcha.
He tells her he wants to throw them out because she don't need them no more.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying she wants them basically for sentimental value.
Mm.
He's pissed. Who do you agree with?
I agree with her, bro. That's some bullshit. This shit happened to me before, so this shit personal.
Her bread looked like he had hella notes.
I did, nigga. I had a teddy bear and I cut a hole in it and she was all stuffed with the notes. But that's a whole different thing. Hey, nah, because somebody gave me that shit. But, nah, them shit was all love letters. I threw the hate ones away. And then I'm off.
Like a yearbook.
Then that young lady had went through and found that stack of letters, and she read every single one and had them shit spread across my bed and was like, yo, why the fuck you still got this shit? Like, just went in on that. I'm like, yo, this shit was years ago. Like, I just wanted to keep it, you know? Like, this is what it was. And shit turned into a big ass fight. She's like, yo, so you want me to burn them or throw them out the window?
Shit.
I agree with keeping it, like,
it's just letters.
Like, now, I could kind of, maybe if they're inappropriate, like some of them are inappropriate, I might, you know what I'm saying, get rid of that. Like, if it's saying, like, man, like, you know how them high school letters was, like, hey, you fucked the shit out of me last night, da da da, or after school, or come fuck me
behind
after
the
school.
Bleachers.
Like, yeah, like some shit like that, like, okay, I could see maybe get rid of that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just what do you need that for?
I mean, if the letter specifically is with somebody that it's either been a problem in our relationship or it's still too close for comfort to our relationship.
I ain't saying, like, okay.
It may be.
I wouldn't tell you. Outside of that. I'm going to put it like this. Say if that was you. That was your situation, right? Yeah. Like, you said that was your situation. Now, let's say that she found some notes and it was real inappropriate. I would say to you, I get it, bro. But there has to be some kind of compromise, I would say. So, I would say this. Keep the love letters that are appropriate. If they're inappropriate, I would either tell you need to go put them shit somewhere else, or I would say that, you know, if it makes her feel uncomfortable, why can't you get rid of it?
I did get rid of them, but
I'm saying if it makes her feel uncomfortable, think about if the note made her feel uncomfortable.
That's why I got rid of all of them, even the ones that just said, hey,
me. So you compromised. Well, you kind of went a little bit over the compromise.
I ain't have a choice.
This is, I'm pick about this, man. No homo. I don't know if I can say that.
Is that homo?
Listen, batter out too much. But we talking about old shit anyways. But like, I get the whole sentimental thing, keeping stuff. Like, I don't delete like old text messages. I still have old phones and shit like that. Like, some of it's just you gotta delete.
Yeah.
Like, you might have like news here or whatever. But in general, like, that shit's like a time machine. Like, sometimes you might look back, but oh yeah, I remember, blah, 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 blah. You don't have to do it often, yeah. But it's just for some similar reasons. But would old girl be mad because Sticky had the same ones? You know what I'm saying?
What?
If Cousin Sticky had his own box of privates from high school and shit, how would she feel about it?
It's the double standard.
I mean,
the
double standard.
I don't know if that's a double standard. That's why. That's why I tried.
I don't know.
At first I had it. If she found his notes, but I feel like that was too easy.
Yeah.
So I switched it around. So I'm not even looking at it. I didn't even want to look at it like that. I wanted to look at it from a situation as far as from a man. See, because we went back to what he went through. I'm talking about as the man.
I would.
If it made you uncomfortable.
It probably would make me uncomfortable. But at the same time, it would just depend how she want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would feel like if it's certain type of letters. Like, if it's a certain, like, if it's just literally, like, this is, like, just literally, like, maybe, like, would you be my girlfriend? Or, you know, shit like that.
Fuck that nigga.
Even though, me personally, I'm not going to read your shit. So, I probably wouldn't even have that issue.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because I'm not going to read it.
I probably wouldn't
read it. But let's just say that the nigga read it.
That's the problem.
He's wrong for that. But I also feel like if it's gonna continue to be an issue, then it's better off to like for you to just get rid of it or go hide it somewhere. Take a picture of it, then throw it away or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's other ways to do it.
I'm conflicted on that because like if it was mine, I would want to keep it, but I don't want her to keep it.
You also don't want to hear about that shit all the time for the next week or whatever. That's why I said, man, take that shit somewhere else.
Knowing me.
Hide that motherfucker.
If she got a problem with it, she gonna be like, yo, you get rid of that shit in front of me. Like, rip that bitch up, throw it in the trash can, do something. Like, this shit gotta go.
If I was me, I'm telling Cuz Sticky, bro, just get over it, dog. Just don't read it. You're a dumbass for reading it. Let it stay. Especially if she not, like, reading
it. That would be my initial thing. Like,
reading it every day. If it's just there, like, storage.
Yeah.
And it's, like, something to look back.
Yeah, now, if your ass is sitting out there, every month I see you pulling out the notes.
Looking at it, like, damn, I remember when Devon used to like, what? No. But if it's there, and then like maybe when y'all grown, your kids might be grown. Like, let me see what y'all did in high school. That's a funny memory.
Yeah. I wish I still had a letter so I could show my son. Yeah. You know, that's
what it is. This is how you did it. This is how you did it. It's shit like that. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
As long as out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. That's a compromise.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind. What's the scenario? All right. So this is taken from a TV show. So you and your partner are in the criminal activity, right? But you hide it from your children. So it's like
talking about that Netflix movie?
No. Okay. Let's see if you get it. So y'all in the criminal activity, but y'all hide from your children. Your children don't know. Y'all live like lavish lifestyle, whatever. And then eventually it gets caught up because you got to lie to your children what you really do. Mm-hmm. And your oldest finds out. Your oldest
some power.
Son, exactly, that power. Your oldest son finds out. And like, you try everything. You try to put them in a boarding school. You try to punish them. You try beating them. You try doing everything. You even try to get away from your lifestyle eventually to change it. But he feels like you've been lying to me my whole life. And this is... I'm a reflection of you. Do you cut ties with him because he's a criminal in the making, or do you try to coach him and make him the best criminal you can be so he don't get caught?
No, if I'm trying to get, so let's just assume that, like you said, it's like power, and you even trying to get out of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know that there's only a few ways out, and that's usually dead or in jail. But you might be the lucky one, and he don't realize that to get out of that situation.
Remember,
right?
You've been lying to him.
So look, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna tell my son this, like, yo, son, I need you to understand. And if we're gonna relate back to power, I don't think that he really ever had a real conversation with Tariq, and that was the issue.
I'm taking it more of your Tasha, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. Well, no, I don't recommend what Tasha did, like making him the best criminal he can be. But yeah. Tasha also didn't want the father out of the light. She wanted him to be a drug dealer forever too.
But she never wanted her son to be a drug dealer.
Yeah, but I mean.
So what I'm saying is you realize that your child.
Okay, so
is not
let me just speak from
there.
A parent perspective. I was in the streets. I lied to my children. I would tell them, I'm sitting them down. We're gonna have a conversation. And I'm gonna let them know. Hey, look, man. We come from different circumstances, right? My circumstances, I felt like at the time, that's all I could do. And it turned into that. The reason why I lied to you was to protect you from what we were doing. But you see, I've made my way out. I'm making my way out of that life. What I'm going to tell you is I'm not I wouldn't necessarily disown them or nothing. But I'll be like, look. I don't condone you being in the street. I've done everything that I know that I possibly could. I might not be perfect, but in my mind, I always have done the best that I could for you. I did what I thought were the right decisions. I've made my mistakes. I hope you don't hold those against me forever. But I'm just letting you know, I don't condone what you're doing in the streets. And let's say that he's of age, I'm going to be like, look, and I can't have you in this household if that's what you're going to do because I got other kids to worry about. And that'll be it.
I would never disown my kids, cut them loose, whatever.
What would you do in that situation?
You're not going to cut loose the criminal in the house and you trying to let them get out of the life?
No, getting them out of my house is not cutting loose.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I'm saying like, I'm going to, look. I would literally take them with me and like show them, look, these are the consequences. This is how other people talk to them to try to get through their head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you feel like you've been lied to all these years, you may think that these folks are lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
I may put you in a mock situation that I know you're not going to physically or criminally get in any trouble,
mm-hmm.
but it's just to show you. I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, you really want to go through that? This is real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from there, look, if you choose to live this life, I love you, still my kid. You can't be under my roof because I have your brother and your sister underneath, and I can't have all that going on. But, like, look, if you're going to do it, hey, I'm pray for you, be safe. But I'm not condoning what you're doing, and I'm not cutting you off. Like, I still love you, I'm here for you, but you can't be under my roof doing that.
See,
When I first seen Tasha do that shit, I was like, this is the worst parent, dumbest shit in the world. But then I start thinking how conditioned he was based on their whole lifestyle and their lives. So, you don't know, like, I'm going to say you don't know, but I think that affects a person's psyche so bad. Like, everything you knew was a lie, that it's almost like that's all they know to do. As a parent, if you say you're not going to do this in my house, if you want to be a criminal, go do it over there. You know the game. Is that a death sentence? Is that a jail or death sentence?
Not really. Nobody talk. Let's say you talk about ghosts. Nobody talk ghosts. Like he got it from our street, too.
But if I'm in the streets, I'm not going to say. I'm going to say you're getting out of my house, but I'm still in that house.
But how you know ghosts
have guidance? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
I would try to school my child on how the best way that I get caught. I think I would.
I wouldn't do that.
I think I would. Only because it's like, if you're going to do something wrong, do it right. Because I'll feel responsible for it. Because it's like, they go in jail and they go to get killed, they're going to be like, whose fault is it?
So then, ask yourself this. So basically, you create this dude. And then, younger siblings see who he is, and then they want to do it. So then, what? You want him to teach them? Or you going to teach him again because of that? Because you're just feeling guilty? You just going to teach all your kids how to be gangsters?
Keeping the family.
Nah, I'm not saying that. See, that's why I'm saying that. I'm not saying, listen, I love you, son, and I understand that I've made mistakes that have made you who you are. But I got to at least try to rewrite these with my younger children. And if you're going to be here influencing them and I don't agree with your lifestyle, then I can't have that. That's the thing. I got to worry about my other kids now. You want to be in the streets? I got to worry about my other kids now.
I'm trying my best to keep it both.
I did what I could in my house, but I'm still going to coach.
I mean, I ain't going to say necessarily I would, but I would have somebody out there with eyes on them, making sure, like, hey, yo, if he going to do it this way,
if this is what he sounds good, bro. That sounds like some movie shit, though.
Yeah, I'm a coach.
I'm talking about just realistically.
If you going to do this, this is what you need to look out for. This is what you need to do. This is,
I feel like that's some bullshit too, bro. I feel like when a nigga, especially a young boy, get in the streets, he don't give a fuck about what his parents telling him.
That's why I wouldn't.
He gonna go out there and he gonna do whatever the fuck he wanna do. I think it's different. I don't think he gonna be like, dad, teach me the game. He gonna be like, nah, nigga, I wanna get it on.
I think it's different. Dad is a drug lord, though.
I don't think it's necessarily even different a lot of time like that. I don't think it's that different.
Definitely different than dad drug lord.
I don't even think it's necessarily that different. Cause I feel like especially a young teenager, bro. Niggas, we all done when we 16, 17. Like, even if the dad do give you the game, you still gonna, and some shit you gonna go rogue about. Like, you gonna do what you wanna do.
Yeah, but that don't mean that. Like, that's not the reason to me not to give him game, because he's a chance.
I'm just not giving you game, period.
Nah, I got you.
Cause then you might end up tying me into some shit.
That's the other reason why you gotta get out the house.
Yeah, you might still got one. Me into some shit. Now I got, so now I'm doing, now if we both doing time, then what? Now my credit is even worse off. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that, bro. I mean, listen, I can't take back what I did. I can't. Now you can't.
Yeah.
It is my fault, but at the same time, you know?
Yeah, facts and cap.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here. Facts and cap. Facts and cap.
Hey.
Well, we was talking about Tom Brady, so let me ask this question. Not necessarily about the GOAT. Is his longevity more impressive than LeBron James' longevity? Facts and cap.
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts. So, 100%. Because, one, we've seen him do it longer.
Okay.
Two, injuries are definitely bigger impact in football. So for him to stay relatively healthy and at 43 playing the toughest position on the field, still going through multiple, coming from where the game was physical to what it is now. And even look at this, he's in the Super Bowl where most of the quarterbacks now, you got to have pocket presence, like, to where you have to have, like, agility. Like, you can be able to run. He's still an old-school quarterback, just the skill level he has. Now, don't get me wrong. LeBron's up there with it. He might be second for me. You know what I'm saying? But football is just a tougher sport to be a part of. And, you know, I've never seen players really last that long at quarterback and still be winning championships, still leading teams in championships.
Yeah, that's the biggest
thing. You just haven't seen it, you know. Like, if he was just still playing. Like, Drew Brees, he probably should have retired 2 years ago. He won't even throw the ball down the field. So that's not really, like, is it really that impressive?
But after looking at all his injuries this year, it's like...
That's the thing.
I see why you couldn't throw that bit down the field.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying. So, like, his longevity isn't as impressive. Isn't as impressive because they lose every year in the fucking playoffs. The first game or the second game, they lose. And it's because he can't throw the ball down the field. Whereas to Tom Brady, I'm still watching him drop dimes last game. He might not be what he once was, but, you know.
And I think that's why it's at least a conversation. Because even though he's still great and he's still moving, he's not what he once was. You can see a change. He's not necessarily an MVP candidate per se. He's not one of the best three quarters. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I think as a talent wise, he might outplay Aaron Rodgers that game, but he didn't have a better season than Aaron Rodgers. We all agree to that.
Well, he's at a point in his life where he don't need those accolades. He's only playing for chips.
As LeBron James, I think if the season stopped today, he'd be the MVP of the league.
But LeBron James, how old is LeBron James?
He's been
36?
36, going on 30.
He's 36. He's 36. He just turned 36. Let's look at Tom Brady at 36. Well, because Tom Brady was just MVP of the league a couple years ago.
I look at it not Tom Brady ain't coming at 18.
Can we hold that against you?
But football,
you have to be this age.
His question was just longevity.
He still has played longer than LeBron James, right? He's played 18 years. He's played 20-something. So
20 and 18.
So 20 and 18, yeah. Right? So let's say that in 2 years, we don't know what LeBron. Let's say LeBron just falls off the wagon.
But 2 years ago, was Tom Brady still MVP candidate? He got the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. But that's.
When's the last time Tom Brady won MVP? I know it had to be. It's not that long far off.
I want to say 2 years,
16
or 17?
I'm about to look. But I know when he won the Rams Super Bowl, he played terrible in that game. He looked bad. He looked like he was done. And then the next year they lost.
The year before that, he came back 28-3.
Nah. The year before that, he lost to the Philly.
Oh, well, he threw for fucking 400, 500 yards in there.
Yeah, he looked good. And then the next year, people were saying, well, they won, but he kind of backed in like paying a swan song. LeBron is not backing down, but I do think Brady's
lost. He won in 2017, so, I mean, that's not too far away. If he wins 2017, he won a MVP, and then in... He just won, what, three more chips after that? Or two more?
One in a pop.
That's what I'm saying. If he was to win, I'm saying if he wins this year.
Two more, yeah.
That would be two more. Especially being that you've been connected to this one coach the whole time and they were saying that it was him. And then you turn around and you win.
And they don't even make it to the playoffs.
And they had another MVP on their team. I know he coming from injury, but I'm just saying, bro. I don't know if I'm gonna get out to LeBron, but I think LeBron is up there. I think LeBron can beat that. Can beat
him as of right now,
no. But as of right now, no.
Yeah, nigga going to the Super Bowl for
yeah,
him.
Like what I'm gonna say.
It's kind of hard to say.
As long as he keep going to Super, it's one thing. LeBron been to what 10 NBA Finals? This nigga been to 10
Super Bowls.
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts or cap? Is it time for us to have a new rap genre or new genre of music? To kind of separate itself from hip hop, like it seems like throughout history.
I seen Quavo talking about they need to do trap soul.
So that's partly inspired by that. Just throughout history, like hip hop wasn't forever. It started in the 70s in the Bronx, and then older people was like, "What the fuck is that noise?" You know, you watch all the movies, like this ain't. Is it time for us?
Like there's R&B and there's disco.
You know, yeah.
It's like it just saying like it should be different.
It should be different. Is it time to like? These new artists, whatever they're doing, it's not 80s rap. It's not. It's hard to say that's the same thing.
Rap is rap. It just changes over time.
It's time for something else called rap. Because rap didn't exist 50 years ago. It was called poetry. It was called something else.
Like no, I don't think so. Because, I mean, hip-hop is just the genre that
changes with
that
the time.
Stay, like, it has the longevity that, you know, disco died, and all that, like, and I know that there's little branches, like, we already got little categories for hip-hop, but I feel like just keep it hip-hop. Like, why not? Like, why should we divide it into this is a trap soul artist? This is a.
Or just something completely really different.
Or like.
If you can quantify it, you don't think we're there yet. Where you can, if you can say, man, because hip hop is a like, hip hop music is a thing. It's a branches. It's
so you're saying, DJing, like, I'm trying to get what you're saying. Rapping, I'm trying to get what you're saying.
Is it time where we have a new genre? Where you can say, so you don't have to compare, oh.
Like, if somebody says, I'm not a hip hop artist.
I'm not a hip hop artist. So there's no more of that. It's like a
no, a new, and I'll say it only because
like
hip hop has always been more than one sound. That's why. Whereas to disco was one sound. It was like certain instruments, certain production to disco.
You said something about rap.
No.
What do you say? Rap now?
Rap. Like you could. No, if you look up a Wikipedia no. disco.
What I'm
rap,
saying is, you just said Biggie,
gonna be,
right?
There's gonna be a
no, but listen.
There's gonna be a
but listen.
A breakdown of what.
What
that
I'm
is.
Saying is, what I'm saying is, since day one, it's been different sounds of hip hop. That's what made hip hop hip hop. Where like rock, you know what type of music generally what comes from it. And rock may be a little one that had a little different branches too.
That's the only thing, like rock.
But, you got but rock, was, rock, but we still
soft rock,
but it's all rock.
Core rock, metallic.
But we always made it rock, right? It's still rock.
Yeah.
So
until
it just
until
you get pop. I hear the shit.
Pop music became something. That's a new genre. It's pop.
I mean, there's pop in hip hop too.
I'm not musically inclined, or I don't know my history enough to know the branches of the different genres. So I don't know. You may be right. Hip hop may be the biggest.
What I'm saying, like, umbrella. you had B, and then you also had the West Coast, and you also had Outkast, right. And, like, the sounds
not,
are always
I'm not big
different.
Enough to say hip-hop is more diverse than rock. Yeah, you think you're easy enough, you're confident enough to say that?
I would say in present day it is, right now, in 2021. I would say in 2021, yeah. If you compare just rock overall, all the diverse sounds that they had, and then hip-hop, the diverse sounds that they had, because hip hop has probably lasted longer than rock at this point. It's been more sounds.
It lasted longer. What you mean?
Hip hop started in what, 79?
Yeah, in the 70s.
79, and it's still rock is pretty much dead right now.
Is it?
Yes, they'll tell you that rock is dead. There's some people out there that probably got a certain sound, but like even when you listen to when you look at these rock stars, you don't see really like new artists that are rock stars touring like that. You might see like the old rock bands and shit still. And this is a conversation I have with a white boy. He was telling me
that's racist.
He was telling. I mean,
I talked to a nigga. He told me all
this
about
this. This is a white boy that loves rock. I'm referring to him.
That's your
you
reference.
Feel me? That's my reference. He told me. That rock right now, like, yes, you're going to find people who still do rock. But he was like, that's why the older acts still tour around. Because that was, like, the golden age. Like, it's not really, like, people not doing rock like that now.
How long rock been out?
Shit.
So, like, how we know that's just trajectory?
When was rock and roll started? We should ask that.
Fucking Elvis is rock and roll. That's the 50s.
Was that rock and roll? I guess, yeah. When was rock and roll in Van Halen?
So you can't say that.
Bro.
Because nigga might be like, rap is on that trajectory. It's at its peak. And where you can go, where can you go?
So I guess it would just depend on when you say rock and roll died.
Because I don't feel like rock and roll. I feel like rock and roll is about, it's not dead, but it's.
Can't die.
I don't think rock and roll is. It's just not the biggest.
You just don't have the news.
No matter what genre it is, it
does. It can die. Disco died.
Rock and roll died, and then black folk brought it back.
Disco died. Who make disco music
is
anymore?
Disco dead.
Yes.
Because the artist don't make it. That was.
That means it's dead if nobody making the shit no more.
Who's making
it? How do you know people are not making it?
It's not. When I say that, of course, there's somebody who's gonna try to replicate a disco song. I get that. We're talking about as far as where it once was, does it still hold any weight in today's game? Yes, there are people who still make rock music, but rock music, when I say that, rock music isn't a major sound anymore.
I
don't think disco is a sound at all
disco,
really anymore.
It's not the question.
So when you say
but people still make rock music, but rock, disco. Nah. A nigga won the Grammy a couple years ago for the rock, best rock album.
I mean, that's
like. That's still
the Grammys.
It's okay, not number one.
So now we got to deep dive into the Grammys.
No,
and the Grammys is a white, it's a relatively white genre.
I don't feel like music died. I just think music is gated.
I think rock is definitely still a major.
I think music dies. I think certain genres die.
It's game.
If music was like sports, hip hop would be NFL, pop would be NBA, rock would be like
MLB. When the ratings is this lower, nobody listening to that shit.
It's still a major sport. Still there.
Yes, of course. What I'm saying is, yes, rock and roll is rock and roll. But that's what I'm trying to say. Rock and roll is rock and roll.
Let's get back to the original point. As far as, I don't know how big rock and roll is. I know for a fact there's subgenres. So I listen to different subgenres. But you have to have a musician, history buffs compare hip-hop and rock to see what has more subgenres. But, you know, rock came out longer and eventually died down. Hip-hop came out in the 70s and now is at its peak. Where can you go from? You can't go up. You can only go down.
You never thought that hip-hop would be where it's at now. Like, nobody predicted. I
thought you'd start rapping. I guess what I'm just trying to say is the sound, though. Because you look at your hip-hop peers, Nas, hip-hop is dead. Everybody older, they don't rock.
That's just because he old and he wants
to sound rock.
But
you're asking me. Yeah. You asking me, do I think that they should just break it down into their own look? No, I don't. I think that it's still hip-hop. I think hip-hop, the great thing about hip-hop and what was going to keep carrying hip-hop and why hip-hop is the number one genre right now, because I can go listen to so many different styles of hip-hop. I can listen to Ron Wade.
What's that white boy name? With the hair?
Jack Harlow?
No, he kills the charts.
Post Malone.
He's hip hop.
He's a subgenre of hip hop. I would say.
You don't think his style?
But you can say I'll give him the. I'm gonna say a whole new. But he's like the only person that's doing that.
What? My point is it wasn't say he's rock. Mm-hmm. My point is saying is maybe
that doesn't deserve a whole genre.
If
a branch under hip hop, yes, a whole new genre, no.
Okay.
I say that he comes from the hip hop cloth.
We'll wait till a little Nas X drops something else. See what happens.
That's another branch too.
He did country rap, and that still is rap. Still hip hop to me.
Alright, facts of cap. No current player in the NBA will break Kobe Bryant's 81 point game. Facts of cap.
I'm
like 95% sure that won't happen, but I'm never gonna give niggas the benefit of the doubt, being that we've seen niggas get hot games. We've seen Devin Booker get 72 or 71. Mm-hmm. We've seen players get up there, we've seen them get taken out. We've seen what Klay Thompson did, and if he probably would have played, you know, more minutes, he could do it. So nobody would have ever thought that Kobe would have got 81. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not just gonna count anybody out, especially where the game is easier to score now, I would say. And the players are more skilled, more athletic, bigger, faster, stronger. Every generation, every 5 years, it's a bigger, faster, stronger. There's bigger, faster, stronger players. So it might be the right player, but it's just
I feel like
you're a betting man. Where are you putting your money at? What odds? That somebody currently will break it, or it's going to be later or never?
I think somebody will break it.
Right now. Who's playing right now?
Yeah.
As far as right now, I would say no. Do I think in the future? Yes.
I think now. Somebody that's playing right now could break it. My only thing is, would they at 79 points ask to get coming out just so they wouldn't break Kobe record? Yes, I can see that.
I can see that happening.
That'd be trash.
I could definitely see
that. He didn't die?
Hell no.
I don't even think Kobe would want that.
He wouldn't, but I think I could see that happening. And that's why unless the nigga got like
in the game on the third quarter.
And so who do y'all think is capable of being that record?
That was going to be my next question.
Right now, James Harden. Next year.
James Harden.
Not this season, but next year is going to be one. That's going to be one of the Splash Bros.
Like Clay.
Well, see, I want to say Clay. Clay or Steph. What he looks like when he come back from injury. I know shooting is one thing, but
I don't think Steph can do it.
Yeah, I don't think Steph can do it. I don't think Steph can do it.
I think Clay can do it.
Yeah, I know who else I think Mike could do it.
See,
y'all probably going to disagree.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah, that's a really good game.
This would be the game of his life.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't see me personally. I don't really see too many point guards breaking that record. Like a point, I think you gotta be a wingman. don't see a big man doing it. I think you got to be a 2-3 stretch 4.
What about a ball dominant point?
I can see Dame getting close.
I can see Dame getting you 70 points. Close. I can see Dame getting 70
and
points.
And arm just fall off.
Yeah. I can see Dame getting 70. I can see, I think James Harden is for sure. He definitely can do it. I just don't, I don't think Kevin Durant wants to score that much, so I don't see him doing it. Do I think he has the talent to do it? Yes.
I just
Kyrie Irving?
No.
He would love to try it, but I don't think he'll do it.
I'm not gonna say I don't think he can do it. I don't think he will do it.
I don't think he can.
I think it's gonna be Clay and Steph.
Clay, that motherfucker can do it.
I think that
score too many points out dribble.
He can. I just need
the nigga to
see,
do it.
The thing is, I just need to see what he looks like when he come back.
Got one more for y'all, unless y'all want more.
One more.
Facts of cap. Can you remain friends with someone that's your age, that's your homeboy, that's so let's say your mom's single, right? That starts messing with your mom. Facts of cap. Can you remain friends with that person, Justin?
Like we were already friends?
Y'all already friends. And you know, some friends you don't keep up with all the time. Yeah. They start moving around.
He's dating my mom.
Maybe he start working somewhere. You meet the lady. Your mom may not know that was your friend. It's a good friend, but not a close friend.
No.
And they start dating. Could you remain friends with your homie that start dating your mom?
No. That's like saying, and shout out my boy, I just told him happy birthday. I'm going to give him a shout. That's like Cyril dating my mom.
Could you remain friends?
No. No.
Why?
You knocking my mama, nigga. You knocking down my mama, nigga. I'm sorry.
And you know, episode one, this nigga said, if you want to fuck my bitch, you can fuck my bitch.
My mama, my bitch. My mama is not my bitch. There's no contradictions there. I said you can fuck my bitch, not my mama. My bitch is my age. My mama is 57. Why the fuck are you trying to fuck with my mama, nigga?
Mom digging on me.
Listen, I'm not going to stop the nigga. But I'm gonna voice my displeasure to him and to my mother, and you probably won't see me around.
Brandon,
man, I got mad at one of my homeboys over some shit like this.
I'm sorry, bro.
Cause I was fucking they mama.
Oh and, shit.
This nigga was like, yo. And this nigga he really had a problem with it. And
he really had a problem. No fucking shit, Sherlock.
And I couldn't understand it.
I was fucking named Mama. That's a good This nigga really got mad.
Nah, like, this nigga like was like, bro, I can't even be cool with you, nigga. Don't cut on my career. Like, if you know you
it's
over here.
Tomorrow.
Like,
it's gonna be.
Nah, but we were cool as fuck. It was just, you know.
Yeah, niggas don't fall. The fuck? This nigga over here talking like he was like, what's going
on? That nigga was tripping, bro. Why were you tripping, dog?
You lucky ain't put a fucking slug in your head.
Nah, I mean, we was younger, though, so I didn't understand.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna put a slug in your head.
Why you mad, bro?
She was
fucking your mama,
bro. She was going through a divorce, so I mean, it was what it was. And now
he really should have killed
you. And I thought we could.
He really should have killed you.
Back then, I'm getting there. Back then, I thought, I didn't see the issue. But now, I can understand why he might have.
You should have seen that issue from the jump.
Bruh, Brandon.
I was listening.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God, I would have shot that nigga.
Oh, shit, bruh.
I'm not only dealing with my parents separating, but I got to deal with my friend coming. No, and then he telling me he don't really understand what the problem is.
Homie, can't you see? Your mom's scared for me. This nigga had the nerve to be mad at me.
This nigga was really pissed, bro. Like,
he was really mad at me.
He was really mad, dog.
What was going to name this one? I was fucking his mama, or he was really mad at me?
I don't understand why he was mad at me.
We're going to name this. We're going to name this one. I was fucking his mama. That's what we gonna name this. I was fucking his mama.
Nah, but me, that's a no go.
Yeah,
that's just a no go.
Yeah,
I was gonna leave it at that.
Mama need love too, though.
I might beat his ass just depending on who he was too.
Nah, bro.
Now if it's like an associate from, like if it was just a nigga that I went to school with, like we weren't really.
There ain't no 8 Mile shit.
But yeah, I mean, what can I do? But now if it's a nigga that I kept in company, especially if you came around the house,
you spent the night at my mom's house.
Now I'm thinking about shit. Now it's like, nigga, you probably better off like leaving town.
Now you gonna fuck up your mama happiness though? Don't let me run. You gonna fuck up your mama happiness?
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, it'll be you one chance, bro."
Go do that shit somewhere else. Go listen. I got other chances. If I catch this nigga even breathing in the same,
what if he's from New York? Be like, "What up? Come on, son."
Hey, yo, B. Come on. I got that carbon 1000 in that chopper with me. A nigga dying. A nigga gonna die. That's really what it is. Like, we gonna listen. You say I went too far. You gonna say if I went too far talking about this nigga, I'm going too far. I'm gonna be the nigga that's like, I stopped by my op funeral today just to make sure this nigga was dead. And I'm gonna post that shit on Instagram.
Yeah, you gonna be mad because you gonna see your mama over there crying. Hashtag, in front of hashtag. Your mama gonna be there crying at the grave with the hate bringing nigga flowers and shit.
And I'm gonna be like, hey, mama, you wanna jump in there with him? I'm making all the fucking uncomfortable jokes.
My baby, like, which one?
I'm making all the uncomfortable jokes. I'm making all the uncomfortable jokes. Motherfucker.
Baby, you want me to fix your plate? Yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
I mean, like, look,
you are not a baby anymore.
Listen,
you're not the baby. That's
mama
my
don't
baby.
Gotta handle like
around you, Jody.
Mama ain't gotta have no life around this motherfucker.
Hey, Jody.
Hell no. Stop playing with me.
Guns and butter, little nigga.
And we out, baby, just like that.